Roxbury.
Former President Trump will be in Utah this afternoon for a fundraiser in Salt Lake City. And you're listening to NPR News.
From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. A company that makes seats for cars will lay off more than 170 workers at its plant outside Kansas City. The Kansas City Star reports that Adian announced it will lay off more than 100 employees in November, 63 more in January. The company delivers more than 20 million automotive seats each year and operates more than 200 manufacturing sites around the world. The Adian plant is in the Riverside area in Platte County. Tribal leaders in Kansas say their members are not protected from being tried more than once for a crime. The Fifth Amendment says no U.S. citizen can be tried for the same crime multiple times. But under the Federal Kansas Act of 1940, tribal members in the state can be tried separately under tribal, state, and U.S. laws. Joseph Rupnick is chairman of the Prairie Band Potawatomi Nation.
Indians are the only ones that can be prosecuted in three different courts, and that does happen.
Congress originally passed the act due to a gap in law enforcement on the state's reservations. Tribes have since developed their own judicial systems, but the federal law unique to Kansas has not changed. A Topeka police captain is suing the city of Topeka a month after an earlier lawsuit was dismissed. The Topeka Capital Journal reports that Jennifer Cross filed the lawsuit yesterday for retaliation and hostile work environment. We'll have a look at the forecast coming up.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Luminescence Foundation, dedicated to shedding light on neurological research focused on Alzheimer's and Parkinson's diseases and supporting land conservation initiatives, and the listeners who support this NPR station.
Partly sunny skies this morning, then clearing, becoming mostly sunny. Highs today in the mid-80s, light winds from the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Humid tonight under mostly clear skies, lows in the lower 60s, sunny and a little warmer for tomorrow with highs in the upper 80s. It's 69 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR Newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
And you're listening to NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from Audio Reader, providing access to news, information, and the arts for people who are blind or visually impaired across Kansas, Missouri, and nationwide. Learn how you can make an impact at reader.ku.edu.
Speaking of Audio Reader, they are at the Lawrence Public Library today. They're taking their sale of LPs and audio equipment on the road, partnering with the Lawrence Public Library's book sale. I believe it all starts at 10 o'clock this morning down at the Lawrence Public Library. We've got more Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. Just ahead, the first civilians walked in space this past week. It's not about the science. It's all about tourism. That story just ahead on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Mostly sunny skies this morning, becoming sunny this afternoon, highs in the mid-80s, light winds from the east, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunny for tomorrow and a little bit warmer with highs in the upper 80s.
Support for KPR comes from KU School of Music, presenting the 25th Annual Collage Concert, showcasing student musicians and KU's Marching Jayhawks. September 14th, 7:30 p.m. at the Lead Center, open to the public. Details at music.ku.edu.
It's 68 degrees in Emporia, 69 here in Lawrence, 68 in Manhattan, 68 degrees in Topeka. You're listening to Weekend Edition Saturday on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for NPR comes from this station and
from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered this afternoon from 4 to 5 o'clock on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Speaking of the Emmys, coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, NPR's Eric Deggans announces the Deggies. What shows would win if he were in charge? That's coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with KC Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and Regina Klenyoski Dance Company. September 20th and 21st. More jccc.edu/mtc.
Our forecast calls for partly sunny skies this morning. I just stepped outside, and it's pretty cloudy out there. Highs today in the mid-80s. Winds from the east 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly clear and humid overnight tonight. Lows in the lower 60s. For tomorrow, sunny and a little warmer with highs in the upper 80s. It's 69 degrees in Emporia, 71 in Lawrence.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu.
Support for NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Tell your smart speaker to play KPR.
By making a planned gift, you can support KPR for years to come. Options include contributing assets such as stocks, bonds, certificates of deposit, and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
Did you plan to make a pledge to KPR's fall membership drive and just didn't quite get around to it? It's not too late for you to join all the people who helped us raise more than $270,000 over the past week. You can make your pledge today at kansaspublicradio.org. And for everyone who did pledge, thank you.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz.
Richmond for young people and the vitality of the arts for everyone. Ideas and information at wallacefoundation.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Mostly cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area. It should become partly sunny as the day goes on. Highs today in the mid-80s. It's 71 in Emporia, 73 in Lawrence. This is KPR.
The following program was taped in front of an audience.
TV's top awards. I'm Scott Detrow. That story on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Topeka Zoo's Brew at the Zoo. Today, featuring beer tastings, live music, games, food trucks, and animal encounters, all supporting the zoo's conservation initiatives. Tickets at topekazoo.org. And from the Lead Center, welcoming renowned pianist Jonathan Biss, performing works by Franz Schubert and more, Sunday, September 22nd, 2 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. Mostly cloudy skies outside right now, becoming partly sunny as the day goes on. Highs today in the mid-80s. It's 74 in Lawrence.
Support for NPR comes from...
And cause of electric induction.
That steak is cooked perfectly.
On the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us for Morning Edition Monday morning from 5 to 9 o'clock here on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Dole Institute of Politics, hosting former Congressman Luke Messer and Sherry Bustos for their series, Congress in the 21st Century, Wednesday at 4 p.m. More at doleinstitute.org. And from Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Kansas, offering a local team to help businesses invest in the health of their employees with a choice of benefit options. Learn more at bcbsks.com/business. We still got partly cloudy skies, becoming mostly sunny later today. Highs in the mid-80s. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from...
Thank you, Bill Curtis. Thanks also to Nagin Farsad, Roxanne Roberts, and Adam Burke. Thanks to our fabulous audience here at the Studebaker Theater in downtown Chicago. Thanks to all of you for listening wherever you may be. I'm Peter Sagal. We'll see you next week. This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from the Kansas Book Festival, Saturday, September 28th at Washburn University in Topeka, featuring author panels, live music, food trucks, exhibitor tents, and kids activities. Open to the public. Details at kansasbookfestival.com. It's a sneak peek at the Kansas Book Festival on this week's KPR Presents. Join me at 6 o'clock tomorrow evening for KPR Presents. Coming up now, it's Bullseye with Jesse Thorne.
I'm Jesse Thorne, Wendy Melvoin.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org. We've got mostly cloudy skies throughout the KPR listening area this morning, becoming partly to mostly sunny this afternoon. Highs today in the mid-80s. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence. This is KPR.
It's Bullseye. I'm Jesse Thorne.
A song on which both their fathers played. It's one they know well, and odds are one that you know, too. It's Bullseye from MaximumFun.org and NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Bullseye on KPR comes from Bob Schwartz Financial, helping Kansans make informed financial decisions for their families for over 45 years. More at bobschwartzfinancial.com. And from Green Lady Lounge, offering live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Green Lady Lounge is located at 1809 Grand Boulevard in Kansas City. Information at greenladylounge.com. Ken Levern's Organ Jazz Trio returns for another hour of great Kansas City jazz this week on Live at Green Lady Lounge. That's at 6 o'clock this evening on Kansas Public Radio.
MaximumFun.org and NPR.
We're live, we're local, We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Bullseye on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Queen's Cartoonists, where live jazz meets projections of classic cartoons, Saturday, September 21st, 7 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. This week on KPR Presents, it's a conversation with the playwright and director of the new play, Tree of Life, debuting today in Kansas City. We'll also have a sneak peek at the Kansas Book Festival and hear Sarah Edgerton of Tonganoxie, one of the featured authors. That's at 6 o'clock this evening, tomorrow evening rather, on KPER Presents.
Beer, yes, we have video. Go check it out on YouTube. Video of all our new interviews. You can share them there. It's really cool and fun to see the inside of our studios and so forth. Booking help from Mara Davis. Our interstitial music is by Dan Wally, DJW. I just found out the other day that Dan Wally lives right next to a tennis court that used to belong to Motown Records and is where Rick James used to go to play tennis with Herb Alpert. Isn't that awesome? Anyway, our theme music, Huddle Formation, written and recorded by the Go Team. Thanks to them and Memphis Industries, their label, for providing it to us. Bullseye is on Instagram, where you can find clips of the aforementioned videos, along with behind-the-scenes shots, and find out what's coming up, and so on and so forth. We are at Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. We're also on Twitter and on Facebook. And do not miss us in full video form on YouTube and in short video form on TikTok. I think that's about it. Just remember, all great radio hosts have a signature sign-off.
Bullseye with Jesse Thorne is a production of MaximumFun.org and is distributed by NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Good afternoon, I'm Kay McIntyre. Hope you'll join me tomorrow for KPR Presents. Tomorrow on KPR Presents, we'll visit with the playwright and director of the new play, Tree of Life, debuting tonight in Kansas City. This week on KPR Presents,
we preview the new play, Tree of Life, premiering this weekend in Kansas City. And how we really get a sense of who we are from the people that we surround ourselves with and from the larger stories that we either see or don't see ourselves as part of.
Also on this week's KPR Presents, it's a sneak peek at the Kansas Book Festival. We'll also hear from Sarah Edgerton of Tonganoxie, one of the featured authors at the festival. That's all on KPR Presents, 6 o'clock tomorrow evening on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Bullseye on KPR comes from the Midwest Trust Center, presenting new dance partners with Casey Ballet, Owen Cox Dance Group, Storling Dance Theater, and the Regina Klenyoski Dance Company, September 20th and 21st. More at jccc.edu/mtc. Coming up next year on KPR, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, how are you not seeing this? People trying and struggling to see what other people see.
From WBEZ Chicago, it's This American Life.